Steve Zeeshan, StephAnnouncer.com.
Fascinating Exocane. This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.
Bill Masters for WBEN Radio. The latest radar shows showers and thunder showers located from just south of Syracuse, southwest, across Elmira and into northern Pennsylvania. Now, the showers are also occurring south of Watertown over extreme eastern Lake Ontario. Both systems are moving to the east at about 30 miles per hour. With a reminder at 49 degrees, that Lou Douglas comes by in about 4 minutes on Crosstalk. The number to call is 644, there it is, 9875. Mrs. Ruthie Hunt, Director of Nursing at the Presbyterian Home, and Lou will discuss on Crosstalk the problems of the aged. And speaking of the elderly on WBEN Buffalo.
All right, wise guy.
I didn't say anything. Speaking of the elderly.
Everyone, I just came by the studio where Lou and
Mrs. Hunt
is going to be on. She's very pretty. She's much prettier than Lou.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
All I can see is that big thing from Buhlman Centerpiece.
Oh, yeah.
30 years at this station.
Oh, yeah, that's not his whole career. His whole career is 31.
He can't hang on to a job, you know.
Well, I told you, he just finished his probation.
What happened to your coat? Something looks like something attacked your coat.
All right, wise guy.
I had that, you know, when I was in the Far East, but 10
seats
in
the
past zone just cleared it right up.
That's two wise guys in a row for you. You know that.
Boston Bruins. Beat Boston.
I saw a license plate on the way to work tonight.
Not another one. You're
another one.
Doing license.
This one is EEL.
Yeah.
And that was a very slippery character.
Uh-huh.
Beat who? Oh, yeah.
Beat the Bruins.
It's beat the Bruins. It's beat the Bruins hour. It's beat the Bruins hour.
Zambini.
It's beat the Boston hour, right?
Come into the Zambini.
Zamboni.
Hey, they were brothers. One was a southpaw, remember?
Oh, that's right. That was Zamboni.
He fought Tommy Loughran.
That's right. Zambini was right-handed. Oh, boy.
What do you got going tonight, kid?
We're really pressing. I don't know. I don't think I should come back after what's going on here.
You have a basketball game.
Would you believe it? Would you believe I have 4 hours to stretch into tonight?
Yeah,
isn't that amazing?
Make a deal and have a game.
Well, I told you last night I was out organizing my own teams.
Yeah.
We're going to have a game in Big Studio B.
Big Ray Coleman scored 32 points for the WBEN Bombers yesterday. At the Montefiore.
Oh, Ray Coleman of the sales staff.
2 points.
They
wanted me to play for him. I thought you were going to be kidding me.
Well, you see, that he's a ringer.
You think so?
They brought him in from Syracuse.
Yeah, he's been on the staff for a while.
I don't care. Don't bother me with triviality.
Petrimay said to me, 32 points out of 70 shots.
32 points
and a 70. He's a gunner.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 7:30.
Yeah, he's a banger, too. Yeah, see me at 7:30.
I hope your coat clears up.
Thank you.
Peace.
This is WBEN Radio News. I'm Lou Douglas. The Detroit nurse and her male friend charged with the three slayings of the woman's father, stepmother, and stepsister in the Jamestown area in the town of Busti are scheduled to be arraigned in Chautauqua County Court in Mayville tomorrow morning. They were extradited today from Detroit. Detective Sergeant Joseph Jambra, head of the Buffalo Police Department's Intelligence Unit, has announced his independent candidacy for the mayor of the state's second largest city. The 39-year-old Jambra, a police officer for 10 years, is a Democrat. He had this to say to WBEN Radio News.
I knew the Democratic race for mayor as a result of some prominent Buffalonians who have asked me to run, and my entire premise is that of one of law and order and safer streets in the city of Buffalo.
Jambra says that he's gathering petitions to oppose Mayor Stanley Mikulski in the June primary.